Hey, Sean, this is Ben from 7-8 Sauna. What's up, man?
Dude, what's cracking, brother? How are you?
Good, man. Sorry we couldn't call you on time, man. We're driving to an ERV, and we had to pull over to rest stop so I could get some service.
You know what, dude? If there was a band that called me on time one time, I would probably get out of this industry. It's never happened. All I can say is thank you so much for your time, period, for calling in, man.
No, thank you for the opportunity, man. Definitely.
So where are you guys off to? Where's this elusive rest stop that you guys are hanging out? Where's your next destination?
I'm pretty sure. Well, I think we're in Ohio now. We might still be in Indiana, but we're headed towards Syracuse, New York. We're playing Sausage Fest.
Oh, dude!
Anything called Sausage Fest has got to be amazing.
It does. It reminds me of my high school years. I love it when bands are like, "I think we're in North Dakota. I'm not sure."
Yeah. I mean, it's hard when you're on the road, you know what I mean? You wake up, you're somewhere else.
Well, and you guys are a fairly new band, so this is kind of a new day-in, day-out grind for you. How's it going so far? How's this tour? How's life on the road? How's being in a rock and roll band, brother?
Well, being in a rock and roll band is excellent. It's everything you could want to be except for having money. And then, it's a good time, man. Being on the road is real fun. I mean, you get to meet new people. It's kind of like making friends in one day. You know, you get somewhere and you just, you know, you meet people and you try to become as good friends with them as you can. So that way, you can make friends with them for that one day. And then hopefully when you come back, they'll be your friends again that day too. But, you know, a little different every day.
Everybody in Raga, especially when you're on tour, every day is almost exactly the same. But then in the same point, every day is exactly different. Because like you were saying, you make whole new friends in a whole new city one day, and then the next day you do it all over again. Even though your stage time is the same, and your setup time, and your teardown, and your bus call is all the same, it's all different.
It's pretty much the same besides where you're eating and what kind of stage you're playing on, you know? Lots of hurry up and wait, lots of loading gear. Those are my two favorite things as being a musician, by the way. I live to load gear. And the second favorite thing that I have is waiting.
You know what? And you're gonna flip me off over the phone, but loading your own gear and doing that stuff now, doing it DIY now, you're going to look back when you're, you know, on a huge stage and you're selling thousands of millions of records, and you're going to thank yourself for actually doing that, because bands that don't do that and don't appreciate the hard work that goes into it, I don't think they make it. I don't think they get very far.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a good exercise, too. You know what I mean?
So do me a favor and tell us a little about your band. I know you guys are from Chicago, right?
Yeah, we're all from Chicago. Our drummer Dan's originally from Boston, but he moved to Chicago to actually be in a band.
Wow.
So we found him and grabbed him up, and we're kind of like, what the hell did you move to Chicago to be in a band for us? But we were happy to have him. We're a new band. We've been together since 2007. We've been signed for about a year right now. And with Big Time Records out of Sacramento, they've been doing really good by us, you know.
Sure.
Giving us everything we could ask for, and really just helping us out a lot. And we're a hard rock band, and we're gonna rock your socks off as soon as you see us. That's for sure.
What are some like band goals? I mean, where do you guys ultimately like? What do you see for yourself? Do you just want to make it to a comfortable level where you're out there amongst the fans and you're always on tour and you're always selling records and you're always having a good time? Or is it kind of one of those things where you want to rule the world?
Oh, I mean, I can't say that's not what I want, you know. But I mean, I would be happy if I could make a modest living and meet fans and have a good life being a musician. I mean, that's what it's really what it comes down to. Don't get me wrong, if we got fame and $1 million each, that, you know, I'm not going to say no to that, you know.
Well, you guys recently
I think if I said no to it, the rest of the guys in the band would kick me out. You know, find somebody else that would say yes.
No.
You know.
Well, you guys, I mean, you got a good start. A while back, you were just featured on HDXL with Lou Brutus. How has that helped you? How has radio helped you guys out so far?
Radio is an amazing thing. I mean, with it, we definitely wouldn't have the fan base that we have currently. I mean, it's the only way that people can, like most everyday people can really hear you. It's just the greatest promotion tool ever is what radio is. I mean, to hear your fans singing your song in a state that you've never been to is just the best heartwarming feeling in the world.
It's got to be a trip. Like you said, you've never been there before. You don't know anything about the town, and you go on stage and they're singing your songs. Like, how did this happen? Yeah. You know?
They might only know that one song, but that's better than not knowing any song.
Still, I mean, half the time, lead singers don't know their own songs. I mean,
exactly.